It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 1st, 2014. It's the first Monday in September, Labor Day. First proposed in 1882 by union leaders in New York, it became a federal holiday 12 years later in response to the bloody Pullman Railroad car strike of 1894, which resulted in 30 deaths, riots, and near anarchy. What began as a response to the plight of American workers 120 years ago is now a treasured national institution, marked by picnics, parades, and family reunions. September 1st is also the day that the Liberty Bell arrived in Philadelphia from England in 1752. Ordered for the Pennsylvania State House, known today as Independence Hall, the bell proved to be a disappointment when it cracked at the rim as it was rung for the first time after its arrival. Recast more than once, it eventually found its place in the bell tower, where it called legislators into session and alerted citizens to proclamations or public danger. Today it is recognized as the iconic symbol of American independence and is a familiar image on our coins, stamps, and currency, as well as billboards and letterheads nationwide. But stories of its being rung on July 4, 1776, as the Declaration of Independence was signed, are more legend than fact. Actually, the bell wasn't really well known until the 1830s, when anti-slavery societies were the first to call it the Liberty Bell. It acquired its distinctive large crack sometime in the early 19th century. No one knows just when or how. But one widespread story claims it happened while ringing after the death of Chief Justice John Marshall in 1835. In 1865, the great bell was brought down from the tower to stand at the head of Abraham Lincoln's open casket when his body lay in state in Independence Hall en route to his burial in Springfield, Illinois. The lines of mourners were never less than 3 miles long, and nearly 140,000 people were able to pass by and look upon the face of the great emancipator and then read upon the bell the very words for which he had given his life. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof, from the Old Testament book of Leviticus. For 30 years or so, beginning in 1885, the city of Philadelphia, which owns the bell, allowed it to go to various expositions and patriotic gatherings. It attracted huge crowds wherever it went, but additional cracking occurred and pieces of the bell were chipped away by souvenir hunters. A symbol of freedom during the Cold War and a popular site for protests in the 1960s, it was moved from its longtime home in Independence Hall to a nearby glass pavilion in 1976 for the nation's bicentennial. American historian Constance Greif has written that despite its damage, the bell has an almost mystical appeal, and like our democracy, it is fragile and imperfect. Though it too has weathered threats, it has also endured. The reflections of Constance Greif are found in her book, Independence, The Creation of a National Park, published by the University of Pennsylvania Press, 1987. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 1st, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.